represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
Mm, when the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain,
bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing,
stop your
sighing. Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling.
Keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
And so, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange. Sitting here with the state commander of the American Patriot 3%. We got James Neighbors on the phone from Overpasses for America. And the state commander, Sean Ruiz. Excuse me, I slipped tight. And so we got James Neighbors on the phone from Overpasses for America. And,
hey.
And so... So how you doing, James? Is it cold in Oklahoma?
It is pretty chilly outside right now. And, you know, it's one of those fun times, that fun time of the year where we never know if it's going to be 75 or if it's going to be
really?
15.
That's how we were.
Yeah.
We were hot.
Oklahoma.
2 days ago, it was so friggin' hot that I didn't want to go outside.
I wore shorts yesterday.
Right, today we freezing. Wow.
Yeah, and then today, you know, yeah, and then, but, you know, I got to say something, though. While I was listening to the intro to the show,
yes,
I've been thinking this for a couple of weeks, and it's one of your advertisers, and I've just got to say, it's a good commercial, because it's put a mind worm in me, and if I ever come to New Orleans, I'll feel like the whole trip was a waste of time if I don't go to that Lidenheimer's bread factory.
Right, exactly. No, it's something else. You know, they're working up
so
a website.
Let him know the ads work, because I'm telling you, if I ever get down there, and
right.
It's a bucket list thing,
yeah.
If I don't go there, I'll be like,
that's
damn.
Good, James.
You know?
No, that's good, James. Very good. Yeah, we also going to have Scott on, who's the founder of American Patriots 3%. And he's going to tell us a little bit about it. But, James, I have people that contact me for you. And so we have to remember each show that we put it up on the WGSO web page so they can have it readily available. And they can also find you on Gab, right? That's what you kind of settled on is Gab now, right?
Yeah, I mean it's like the Wild West there on Gab.
Oh,
you can say what you want as long as you're not threatening anybody. And Andrew Torba, if you're not being if you're literally not breaking the law, he doesn't care what you say, and you're free to organize and do whatever you wish. It's true free speech there, and it's a little shocking when you first get there because it's unfettered. People aren't accustomed to that, so. But it really is a great place to organize Overpasses for America because we don't have to worry about being shut down like when we were purged off of Facebook.
Right. Right. It's I like all the photos and stuff like that you've been sending me. And you post most of it on Gab too so they can check in. You have your own group there, right?
Well, yeah, and you can find it really easy. You just got to search for either hashtag O4A or hashtag Overpasses, and you'll find tons and tons of stuff about us and our groups and everything.
No, that's grand. So well, I guess after you do the... See, y'all, I kind of know about some things that are going to happened, and we decided not to talk about them beforehand, talk about the effect they had later. So if there's anything that you'd like to say, John.
I've got, how did everything go with the J6 stuff?
Mm-hmm.
When y'all went over there to do y'all events.
The protest.
Well, we had a few, but most of our people are in northern states and we're not able to get out and do anything. I had planned on something, but I'm having some real money problems right now, so I had to go work. It wasn't a matter of question of, you know, it was a question of keeping the power on, you know.
Right. No, that's understandable.
We've still got more things coming up specifically for that. And, you know, this time of year is tough because people are broke after Christmas. They just are.
Right.
Let's face it. We all, you know, almost everybody extends themselves a bit during this season.
Right.
And it's cold. It's cold. And we, you know, we definitely don't want to feed any of the frenzy with COVID, right?
Right. No, we definitely have to switch gears with the weather. But I do... We have Scott on the phone now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's put Scott on. It's Scott. It's Barbara Hoover. Yep. Here on WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. Glad to have you on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
No, absolutely. So you had told me that... Scott signed up for the Gulf Wars to serve his country. I want to give the little background on that. And right now he says he's just a regular person, but he started this organization in New York City because of the political climate. And his daughter, sharing custody after his daughter was born. Excuse me, I'm trying not to cough, Scott. So after his daughter was born, he moved up to Pennsylvania.
Florida.
First he went to Florida.
Yeah.
And Sasha, let Scott tell a story, you know. But I was going to do this before Scott came on and worked on that. And so take it from this, Scott, that after you worked at the hospital, Cornell Hospital, and that you were the first one to sign a waiver to refuse to wear a mask.
Yeah, so I was born in New York, mm-hmm. Long Island, New York, Smithtown to be exact.
Wow.
And, I was one of these guys. I was so proud. I was from New York. I'd walk around. I had a swagger, you know.
Love Very good.
Today, not so much. I'm an American patriot.
Right.
Through and through. I love my country. I love the freedoms our country afford us.
Right.
And it's the greatest country on earth. So, you know, I moved from Long Island to New York City after I served a couple years in the military. And I wound up moving to New York City. And I wound up working in the medical industry up until COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
When COVID hit, I was working at Cornell Hospital, which is a very prestigious hospital, very well known. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the beginning, you know, little by little, the changes started trickling. You know, people were more and more being indoctrinated, including the hospital.
Yes.
Hospital administrators being told what they had to do.
Right.
By people being paid off by big money pharmaceutical companies, the government also being paid off by pharmaceutical companies and whatnot. So little by little, they started, you know, forcing individuals to wear masks. And, I said, no, I'm not doing it. They made me sign a waiver.
Wow.
But anyway, so my organization, I founded my organization.
Yes.
American Patriots at 3%,
mm-hmm.
really out of fear. And I was never a guy that was scared of much. But after having my daughter, I was in New York City, and I felt very, very isolated, very alone. And I felt like I needed to build a network of like-minded individuals so when shit hits the fan or when we get locked down across the country or the world like is happening right now,
right.
which is all part of a plan, I would have a network of people
right.
that I could fall back on. And so, because, in, with numbers, there's strength.
Right. So we're coming up on a break in a little bit. So you so right now what you're doing is that you've been doing disaster relief. That's your primary mission right now. And in a little bit, we're going to come back and talk. We're going to a break at 7:15 in New Orleans. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM, The Beat Exchange.
Just to keep me from asking where my food's and where. Walk in the front door, I hear the back door slam. Peep out my window, somebody's digging on a lamp. But I saw you kissing Willie across the fence.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Hey, Tracy, you know what I'm thinking about buying our friends for the holidays?
No, what?
Bar2Go, a compact case that allows you to travel virtually anywhere with your 50-milliliter liquor bottles. Choose from top grain leather, which can be debossed, or heavyweight canvas, which can be embroidered. Custom work is welcome. Bar2Go can be found at www.thebar2go.com. And just like our favorite spirit, it's made in the USA.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Can you get me one, too?
Of course, Tracy. Don't forget www.thebar2go.com.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO, 990 a.m. for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
Everything Old is New Again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything Old is New Again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
Listen to me, Eric Schein, your host on Maritime Matters on WGSO AM 990 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays at 7 p.m. in New Orleans.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Lone Wolf Renovations is your one-stop shop for roofing, renovations, fencing, siding, patios, and gutters. We are local, licensed, and insured. We warranty our work for 5 years, are A-plus rated through the Better Business Bureau, and even offer financing no matter the size of the job. So contact us today for a free estimate at 504-291-2263 or visit us on the web at www.lonewolfrenovations.com.
So, this is Barbara Hoop with The Beat Exchange. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. I'm sitting here with Sean Ruiz, the State Command American Patriot 3%. We have Scott, the founder of American Patriot 3% on the phone, with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. So we're kind of sitting here and around. But you know what, guys? I had this on my tablet, and I wanted to read this because it kind of goes in with when it hits the fan. There, it's two trustable DNC quotes, and this should scare the hell out of everybody. One was from Barack Obama, never underestimate Joe's ability to, you know, F things up. And this nugget of vicious spite and purely evil political malice from Kamala Harris. This was in June of 2020. And once Trump's gone and we have regained our rightful place in the White House, look out if you supported him and endorsed his actions, because we'll be coming for you next. You will feel the vengeance of a nation. No stone will be left unturned as we seek you out in every corner of this great nation, for it is you who have betrayed us. That's Kamala Harris, the installed vice president of the country. Now, that was before, you know, when we saw them with 10 people at their rallies, and, you know, Kamala Harris going back to where she lived, and they had two people waving a Kleenex or something, you know, on the sidewalk. So there's things that, Scott, now you're doing disaster relief, right? That's what your organization's been doing lately? Where's Scott?
Well, yeah, you know, we do disaster relief. We have some people in Mayfield currently, and we've had people down in Louisiana. We've had people in Texas. We just had some people in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. We've done disaster relief in Florida and in North Carolina, just about anywhere where there's disaster. And we have a organized chapter.
Right.
We try to assist the community because we need to learn to rely on each other to survive.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, that's wonderful. So y'all have a new website up now, right? And so people can get to you that way. And we'll be hearing from you more often, right, Scott, in between doing things?
Well, you know, whenever you want me on, I'll definitely check in, because I feel like it's very important for us to organize patriots across the country.
Exactly.
It's about strength in numbers, and if we're not organized locally in each and every county across the country, then, you know, it's divide and conquer at this point. So our mission in American Patriot, the 3%, is to get every American patriot organized so we can stand strong as local communities peacefully. I mean, that's our first mission, is to be peaceful.
Very good. So,
you know, Benjamin Franklin said it best. Mm-hmm. He said, if we do not hang together, we shall surely hang separately.
Right. No, that's good, James.
That's a fact.
Right. Right. So, well, good, Scott. So we'll be checking in with you every week. See what's going on.
Good, man. And I want to tell you, I appreciate you having me on. And I lived in Louisiana for 2 years, and I missed the cooking. I missed the hospitality. It's a great state.
Right.
You know. But thank you very much for having me on.
It's a people state. Perfect. Absolutely. See you same time next week.
Yeah, the website is APIII.info.
Right. Okay, good.
Thanks, brother.
Sure. You're welcome, Scott.
I'll see you guys next week.
All right, brother.
Absolutely. So I wanted to put up, Scott doesn't get into politics, but I needed to get to what was found recently. So that everyone knows that people are still working with the rigging of 2020, because if we don't fix that...
Got to fix 2020.
Find out what the methods are, you know, then we're in real trouble. So what has come up is in Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano's running for governor, and he was the one that started up demanding that there be a forensic audit in Pennsylvania. He admitted that there were problems when other people were saying there weren't. And so that makes all the difference in the world now, whether you can get the people, the DAs or the, you know, the state AGs, attorney generals to do anything about it, that's another story. But at the same time,
well, you know, Barbara, I think we've run into a critical point in, I think a lot of nations go through this or have gone through this, where you look around yourself and you're like, you know, we waited for them to do the right thing and they just aren't. And the people that I see, some of these new people that are running for office and things like that, they don't even want to do it. They're doing it because somebody has to do it right for the right reasons.
Right. So they block it.
And that's what we need. We need public servants with that mindset. And if it takes a little chaos that brings that back, that brings the public servants back to the to America, I'm all for it. I mean, we need a little bit of, you know, be slapped around a little bit to wake us up to what we're supposed to be.
I got a statement here.
Okay.
About Wendy Rogers.
Okay.
The senator in Arizona. She says, people say, Wendy, you propose too many bills. Slow down. My response, many of these bills should have been done years ago, and if someone else proposed them and I didn't, I would be just as happy if they made it into law. The mission is what matters.
Very good. It's a good
one. As long as she remembers to reintroduce them after November.
Right.
Because I really... You know, a lot of people worry about the elections. I follow the news pretty closely. It's kind of, I wake up in the morning and before I speak to any humans, I'll go scan the news, both the left and the right. I really get amused by reading the left stuff. And they are, I'm here to tell you right now, they're terrified about November 2022 because there's piece after piece after piece about the racist voter restriction laws the Republicans have passed all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
So they are really, really genuinely worried that they can't cheat enough to win anymore because of the changes. One of the things that our somewhat lukewarm Supreme Court has done in our favor is when the Democrats sued to demand ballot harvesting, the defendant or whatever the counter attorneys said that it's illegal and it should be made illegal and they deserve the right, you know, they reserve the right as a state to make it illegal, right?
Right.
Well, the Supreme Court agreed that ballot harvesting can be made illegal because if it doesn't meet a certain criteria. So guess what? That's now happening all over the country.
Right. We're going to be going to a break. We'll be right back with James Navis from Overpasses for America and the state commander for Louisiana, Sean Ruiz.
Powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering. And your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The Sabine Parish community of Peason is recovering after being hit early Sunday morning by a tornado. Sabine Sheriff's Chief Deputy Brad Walker says the EF2 Twister hit just before 5 a.m. He says cleanup is underway and rebuilding will begin once the power has been restored.
The majority of the people in that area should be restored by noon today. So that's the main lines. And then you got some even more rural roads that are off of Highway 118 that may be a little longer.
Peason is located off Highway 118, southeast of Manny. For the first time since the 2016 season, the Saints are not playoff bound. New Orleans beat Atlanta Sunday, but the 49ers come from behind win over the Rams keeps the black and gold out of the postseason. Coach Sean Payton says it's a disappointing end to a difficult season.
Obviously, the other game didn't go the way we wanted. I'm proud of this group. I thought we fought hard all season.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
With the new law, more people qualify for financial assistance at healthcare.gov. Real customers like Taylor.
You know, I wish people knew how easy it was to get health coverage. This new law has made it so affordable. I'm only paying $52 a month, but there are quality plans for even less.
New law, lower prices, more people qualify. Enroll by January 15th at healthcare.gov.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Alyssa, I have a big question to ask you.
You do? I can't believe this is happening. You're on one knee.
Alyssa, will you... Hang on. Will you marry me?
Don't let the flu ruin your plans. Get your annual flu shot at no cost by visiting ldh.la.gov/fighttheflu. Brought to you by the Louisiana Office of Public Health.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
That's what I said. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Yeah, so you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hood with the Beat Exchange, sitting here with Anthony, James Neighbors from Oklahoma, and Overpasses for America, and Louisiana State Commander for American Patriots 3%, Sean Ruiz. So, guys, did y'all see Brad Raffensperger on that Sunday morning show being coached? He's the Secretary of State for Georgia. This man sat there, acted like he was for voter ID, but not for the 2020 presidential election. And as of November 9th, 2021, Voter Georgia has discovered that all in-person ballot images are missing in Fulton County, Georgia. This came out in November, and still nobody even mentioned it. And missing 17,690 mail-in ballot images in Fulton, and 74 counties could not produce original ballot images. But yet he's going to sit there and say there was no election fraud. He's saying that he will be reelected, but President Trump will not be reelected to anything. Now, if you could play it back to where you could see what this man was saying and what he looked like when he was saying it, where he defrauded everybody in Georgia is a Republican. It's a red state. They voted for Trump. Zuckerberg, his girlfriend, is involved in an organization that took $52 million in Zuckerbucks. She's the one that lied to the media to cause problems about the phone call that President Trump made to the Secretary of State, which he has every right to make a phone call to anybody in the United States and elsewhere to find out what's going on. He didn't send armed people in to the states. He called them on the phone. Now, this is one thing that everybody has to understand. There were no chain of custody documents for any of the drop boxes. That's what the Zuckerberg money went toward, $481 million, and you had to use, there were strings attached to Zuckerbucks. You had to use Zuckerberg personnel. You had to change laws administratively. Well, who does this little punk think he is? Go ahead.
If we weren't, let's just be real, if we weren't infested with communists, this would not be happening.
Right. Well, yeah. That's basically what it is. Communism.
I mean, it's just the way, we could dance around the issue, you know, all day long and make up all sorts of excuses. But that's what it is these people want a global communist government. Well, actually, we'll get socialism because they'll be the communists and get to reap the fruits of our labors,
right?
And we'll get to be the socialists because we get what's left of the little bit of the pie after they've feasted on it,
right?
Well, yeah, you know, I've run into so many people here lately that tell me that they are recovering Democrats,
right? Me, I am.
I'm not a Republican. I'm a registered libertarian.
Right.
But when they tell me that, the next part of the conversation is that the Democrat Party isn't the same as it used to be. And my next statement is, well, the old Republican Party was in bed with the Democrats, and they're in bed with them now.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Basically, did y'all know that our members of Congress appropriated money to manufacture COVID testing kits, and now they all own stock?
Oh, yeah, they all own stock.
So
back there was a time when this would have landed all of them in prison.
Right.
All of them in prison.
Well, it's because of the Stock Act. You see, like, they can buy stock as long as they disclose it within a specific number of days. No, it started off regular people. You know, you got insider trading information. So how do you make it legal? You know, it's like...
Because the lunatics are running the asylum.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, you got Marjorie Green Taylor.
Right.
Or Marjorie Taylor Greene. Right,
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Just to give people an idea of the difference in Democrats today and let's say the 80s, okay? Uh-huh. Anybody remember a guy named Gary Hart?
Yep. Yeah.
On the back
Gary
of the...
Hart was wasn't a bad guy, actually. He had a pretty good platform. I mean, things said, right?
Right.
Yep. And the whole thing that sunk him was a single affair with a woman. It wasn't rape, anything, and it wasn't anything, you know, other than extramarital sex. And he was basically drummed out of the Democratic Party. And now they could, it doesn't matter what kind of weirdo things. I mean, you know, what's his name? Cuomo in New York killed, 11,000 people?
Right.
That's right.
So the Democrats, anybody that looks at the Democratic Party and thinks it's the party of what it was, you know, the old blue dogs, now they were eaten a long time ago.
Right. You see, our news is very left, you know, I mean, because one of the biggest missions... Well, significant missions for President Trump was the recovery of children, missing children. You know, there were five missing girls found in New Orleans recently. They arrested 30 people in this operation called Operation Boo Dat. And 17 of them, of the 30, have been charged with felony sex offender registration violations. So you don't even know who these people are until they register. You know, so here they found 30 suspects, let's say, right? They're all having a
party.
They're
not convicted yet.
Right, suspect. Right.
Yeah.
And they just didn't register, you know. And so five missing girls, you think that would be all over the television, you know. So why don't they list the number of children missing?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the problem is those guys were even out to begin with
to commit
a crime.
No, thank you.
And it has to do with a problem in our corrections that began with private prisons, and that's that we like to lock people up that we're angry at, and we let the people that we're scared of out on probation.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
And it's to create a cycle of profit. And unfortunately, until we can... As a former corrections officer, I always felt that making a profit over locking up another human being was somehow fundamentally immoral.
Right.
And, I mean, it should always be up to the taxpayer to say, you know what, I think we're locking up too many people. Instead of this somebody bribing your state legislature to say, let's turn those misdemeanors into felonies.
Right.
No, that's and what so they, now we've got these sex offenders being let out because why? The prisons are overcrowded.
Right. Right.
And they don't... When they move and they don't register, that's a felony in itself.
Right.
Well, sure, but well, they shouldn't and, even, if we're worried, that they, if we're genuinely worried that they're going to commit again, they should never get out. And that's
right.
The problem that we're having right now is we're letting people out that we are almost certain are going to recommit crimes. And that's a real serious problem in our justice system.
It is. And you see, the people in the pedophilia in the Catholic Church, that needs to be dealt with too, because they're not being criminally charged, and that's not right. You know, they took the innocent from these. What?
They get shuffled.
Shuffled, right, transferred. We're going to be back. We're taking a break. We'll be back with the last segment of the Beat Exchange. And you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Big Factory, the king, a damsel on his wing. Come sticking his mouth and he's trying to sing. Grease just running all down his chin. Kissing the damsel again and again. Everybody's heavy for the castle gate. Drawbridge overloaded and it bound to break.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Sandy Juan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company, and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
That's what I said. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to the Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at the Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on January 12th, it's Funk Monkey featuring Arsene DeLay, and on January 19th, Eric Johansson. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Broaden that out, because this is really the entire Judeo-Christian West. It's our ethos. We've had Rabbi Sparrow on, who's a tremendous scholar, to talk about the underlying tenets of the American ethos, part of the Judeo-Christian West canon. And so this is a direct assault on our civilization, direct assault on our beliefs. And every Christian, every Catholic out there has to understand, your faith, if you really are a believer, your faith put you on the front line. There's no chance that you can go back into the rear. guard. There's no chance you can kind of go back to headquarters and hang out. Right. There's no chance you can just let this pass. And I think that's why Church Militant is so important, so powerful, and quite frankly, so controversial, because we need a Church Militant to combat the evil that we confront.
Absolutely. So there we go with Steve Bannion on Church Militant. I've been telling y'all about Michael Voorhees and the Vortex off and on from time to time, but it's starting to get deep into some of their segments, and it's quite interesting. So you can subscribe to it, and they'll give you church headlines. You know, it might be 4 minutes, 7 minutes of what's not being reported by the Catholic Church. And you can get that. And he's got a background, you know, as a reporter and all, and winning awards. So, you know, they kind of go up against the word militant, but once you see what they're talking about on their different segments, then you feel very comfortable about the word church militant. So it's Michael Voorhees. What, James?
I was going to say one thing that that a lot of people are, again, when they read the church militant stuff, is they fall for that judge not lest ye be judged part.
Right.
But for those that are worried about that, just do a Google search. Google's good because it's just for this, because it's just they actually get really good results for it. Look up rebuking sinners and then go read those verses, and you'll understand where he gets the religious context to be able to call out basically evil people. And
very good, James.
You'll understand. Just it's good for your heart. Just go look up Rebuking Sinners Bible on Google, and you'll understand where they're coming from.
Exactly. No, it's good. I mean, you know, it's like here we have a person who is the Secretary of State, Georgia, where it was wide open with the vote fraud, with videos and everything. I mean, it was wild. And now there's a ballot harvesting probe, but he doesn't want to talk about that. He doesn't want to talk about not having chain of custody documents when he certified the election. Same thing in Arizona, that within days of the election, an affidavit was given by a whistleblower, one of the poll workers, confirming that 35,000 illegal votes were entered into the election system. So that's, you know, it's like 700,000 vote discrepancy that they're pulling out of those states.
A lot of people, we hear that with that phrase chain of custody a lot.
Right.
And in case you're not exactly certain, some, you know, anybody's listening, if you're not exactly certain what that means, just to give you an idea of the weight of that phrase, chain of custody. If a person is arrested and they have 50 pounds of methamphetamine in their car.
Very good,
and
James.
They're cold busted. Wow. And they get to the police department. They're charged, booked, locked up, waiting trial. That 50 pounds of meth has a break in the chain of custody. Those charges are going to be dropped. That's how important chain of custody is. So if you don't have chain of custody evidence in an election, the election, just like those charges,
is a fraud.
Is a fraud.
Exactly. But it's a phrase we hear a lot, but doesn't really get explained. And having to deal with evidence when I worked as a corrections officer, trust me, it's a very, very important term to understand. If you don't keep track of it, it's invalid, period.
Right. That's definitely. Right. And you see, the there's people who, you know, regular citizens that, you know, join like grassroots groups. They've been around for a while. In fact, some of those groups were targeted by the IRS in 2009, you know, for even not agreeing, for opposing Obama's agenda. And we find out that Obama worked as the director of Project Vote in 1992. So when Acorn gets busted, you know, right before the 2008 election, Joe Biden's on the air saying they're not associated with Acorn, but yet Acorn's CEO was the political director for the Obama campaign.
Yep.
Smoke and mirrors.
Right. So get, exactly. So by him going, Patrick Gaspard was his name. So by him going in, being hired as the White House political director, that gave Acorn direct access to the White House and with Bertha Lewis. Now, Obama met those people when he went to an organization called the New Party. And it was a group of Marxists. And that's where he met the Acorn people, Wade Radsky and his brother. That's where he met them. And so he was endorsed by a Marxist organization when he first came out. And so for some odd reason, he decided to conceal that from everyone and, you know, keep it under wraps.
Just
until,
like the birth certificate.
Yeah, right, like, well, the birth certificate, I mean.
At the time that he first came out and you said you were a Marxist, you were never going to win an election.
Exactly.
And so he had to be slick about it. Now they don't care.
Right.
And I was, you know, even back in 2013, I was telling people, look, people, the Democrats are communists. People are like, you have tinfoil hats on.
Right. Yes.
You know? And now everybody's like, oh, well, they really are. And I'm like, I tell you, you know.
I've got one for you, James, to do a little research on. Down at the border with the people coming across the border, they're giving them a tuberculosis immunization shot before they come across. And once it's not approved in the United States, the reason why it's not approved in the United States is because it can give you TB. So we've got thousands.
Prison grade medicine.
We've got thousands coming across with these shots. That's going to be the next pandemic.
And then they have three. We got about 2 minutes left. Then they have like three people that have tuberculosis that are MS-13 gang members.
Yep, MS-13 gang members.
Yeah. They've mentioned hemorrhagic fever and Marburg or something like that. Anyway, another hemorrhagic fever.
There he goes. Look at James. It's wild. And you're great. James, so we're going to have to sign off for this evening, and we'll be back same time next week at 7 o'clock with the guys. So,
right.
James, tell a listening audience good night.
Everybody, thanks for showing up to the exchange, to Barbara and company. We appreciate you listening. God bless you, and God bless America.
Right, and Sean.
God bless America.
Right, basically.
God bless America.
Okay, we're going to see y'all same time next week. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange sliding over for Holy Patriot Jambalaya. And